This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now. An AI tool used by Child Protective Services is currently under the Justice Department's scrutiny. Meanwhile, a school district is cracking down on vaping. PPL customers won't have to pay late fees following that billing mishap. Lastly, the gas station with the best food is Wawa. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in a PA. The Allegheny Family Screening Tool is used by Pittsburgh area social workers to decide which families to investigate, reports the Associated Press. This AI technology, which inspired similar tools in states such as California, does this by turning information into statistics for predictions on which kids are at risk. While some believe that the screening tool is a great way to both relieve a strained system and make things more efficient, others have doubts about its reliability. Furthermore, critics point to a possible bias within the tool's algorithm that may disproportionately target families based on mental health issues, race, or even income. These concerns are exactly why the Justice Department is now looking into the technology. Several civil rights complaints had been filed about the tool in the fall, and so far, the Justice Department has declined to comment on the case. The Highland School District is cracking down on vaping in its middle and high schools, reports the Tribune Review. The district is installing detectors in school bathrooms throughout the coming weeks to combat an issue that Superintendent Monique Mulwinney explains is, quote, one we have been trying to address for a long time. While these detectors won't go off like your average smoke alarms, they will notify security and other staff members by text should any vaping be detected. Those caught will be required to complete a cessation program, and if a test of the vape's chemical comes back positive for marijuana, the guilty student may possibly be expelled. A technical issue was the reason why a lot of PPL customers had eyebrow-raising bills recently, states PennLive. This podcast previously reported how the error prevented meters from being read correctly, causing the company to bill folks based on historical usage. Plenty of customers, though, openly complained, saying that the bills were far too high, even considering their previous usage. That's why PPL has now formally apologized to customers as of yesterday, announcing its decision to waive late fees for January and February. Shutoffs for late payments will also be waived. Says PPL President Steph Raymond via statement, quote, if you received an estimated bill or have had difficulty reaching our call center, I apologize. Simply put, you deserve better and we are committed to regaining your trust. The company confirmed customers will either receive corrected bills with actual usage or an adjustment on next month's bill. And the title of gas station with the best food goes to Wawa, says PennLive. A survey from Payless Power dug deeper into why people love gas stations so much and what it is about gas stations they love. For Wawa, it was their food, as the brand was crowned the number one in terms of fuel for the body in the whole country. The most beloved gas station on the whole, though, was Costco, and the least, Exxon. How is it February already? For all the latest headlines, visit PennLive.com. Also, please remember to rate this podcast on Apple or Amazon and to leave it an honest review should you so desire. Thanks ahead of time, and as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll see you guys tomorrow for more of Today in a PA.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.